unbelievably angry, honestly. Just, you know, just obviously we are frustrated, obviously, and I've got to be careful what I say, to be fair, but, you know, we should have been out of sight, really. And it's a clean sheet. I don't care what anyone says. Keep clean sheets, you win games. And that's what we're not doing, you know, and the goal is, you know, just unacceptable. Unacceptable, really. But then again, you know, why, you know, just before we scored, Ben Nelson's done a one-on-one save. But I just think academy football's ruined this country. I really do. I think academy football has ruined this country. Because everyone likes a tippy tap Charlie, and not someone with a pair of, in the nether regions, I should say, a big pair of them. And because that's what this club needs, and just academy football needs it. There's too tippy tappy for me, but it's the golden days are gone. I think they're a little bit, what's the word? Raw. Hey, well, not raw. Well, don't know what word I'm thinking of, to be fair. I'm just so angry at the moment.
So just a bit lightweight, do you think, over across the pitch? Or?
No, I just think, since I've been here, we've got no leaders in there. You know, don't get me wrong, you know, there's a couple there, but no real leaders on the pitch, and that's what we're missing. You know, you just can't, we didn't play well Saturday. I thought we played really well tonight, I really did. And we could have won 3 or 4 nil, but we didn't. There's only one goal. Maybe obviously we've now saved that couple of chances, but other than that, you know, we hit the post a couple of times. We just got to be ruthless in both boxes, really, to be fair. But I'm not happy with Bunny at the moment, as you can imagine.
You did seem to outmuscle them across the pitch, didn't you? I mean, you were winning a lot of second ball, and your centre halves as well were dominating their strikers.
Yeah, but you've got to do that for 95 minutes. It's not a 90 minute game anymore. You know, concentration. You know, we get a throw in in the last minute of the game, and we throw it inside while we're throwing it inside. You know, you've got to manage the game. We have the ball in the far corner, the right hand side. We cross the ball in while we go into the far corner. The lad is on the left wing. We have two people over there. He tucks inside, go past two people, crosses it, and the lad's inside the box. Three little tapping. Why? We don't train like that, you know, and that's the problem, obviously. But they've got to pick themselves up, and if we play like that now to the first season, I'd be pleased. But we've got to be more ruthless in both boxes, that's for sure.
I guess that's undone some good work. You mentioned Stuart Nelson, particularly brought off one save just before you scored, and one afterwards as well, which was some class, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. But you know, one ball shouldn't beat the defence over the top. He hasn't just like took his mask off and just ran through. He's been there for 45, 70 minutes, whatever it is, you know, and why should they be surprised that one ball over the top should beat our defence? You know, just not good enough. But that's a few truths that I've just told them. Apologise to the chairman, because I've just done a couple of things in there which I've broken, I think, but that happens, doesn't it? You know, they're just not good enough. That's very poor, and they should be winning that game 3-4 nil, in my opinion.
You could see their disappointment as they came off the pitch.
Too late then, Matt. It's too late. Be disappointed, you know, by having that lad going through and one-on-one with Nels. Be disappointed then. Make sure it doesn't happen again. But it goes on and on. It happens every week. And it's just not good enough. And like I said, that comes through academy football. Category EPPP is category one. It's just tippy-tappy. You know, it's not real football. You know, people should come away from the Premiership and Championship, and if they're not involved in their squad, in the first team, on the EPPPs, they should go to places like here or the conference and learn their trade that way, instead of playing in front of one man and his dog. And we have to pick up the pieces, you know. But that's the way it is. We have to move on for Saturday now. I'm bitterly disappointed for the fans, because they were top draw today. They're really, really top draw. And you know, to concede a goal like we did is just not good enough. I feel sorry for the fans. They got beyond the boys from the first to the last, and they knew what it meant to us. But I felt so sorry for them, to be fair.